What ways are kai similar to a behema? As we said previously, a kai is a suffix behema, suffix chacham. We're unsure whether it has a din of a chaya, wild animal, or of a behema, domesticated animal. So therefore, with regard to certain dinim, it is the same as a chaya, while with regard to other dinim, a kai would be the same as a behema. And the Mishnah asks, with regard to which dinim does the kai have the same din as a behema? Chelbo asur kechelet behema. Be'en chayav in Allah kari. The chaylev, the fat of a kai, is forbidden to be eaten just like the chaylev of a behema. As the chaylev of a behema is asur, while the chaylev of a chaya is mutter, and since a kai is a suffix behema, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev. But if you do eat the chaylev, you would not be chay of kari. Even if you deliberately went ahead and ate the chaylev, you aren't chay of kari, as you're only chay of kari for doing an avera. That the badai avera, as opposed to the chaylev of a kai, is only a suffix avera, so therefore you're not chay of kari for eating it. Somebody who has money of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim is now allowed to buy with that money a cut. As a dinit, there's somebody who buys a behemoth with money of Ma'aser Sheni. He must bring that behemoth as a korban. But you are allowed to buy a chaya with the money of Ma'aser Sheni, even though, of course, a chaya cannot be brought as a korban, since korbanos are only brought from behemoth, not from chaya. But if you use the money to buy a behemoth, the behema must be brought as a korban shlom. So therefore, you cannot use money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy a kai with the money. As a kai might be a behema, and you can't bring a kai as a korban, since it's a suffix behema, suffix chaya, so it cannot be bought with money of Ma'aser Sheni at all. V'chaya bizroa l'chayim v'keva. Somebody who shechts a kai, he must give the coin, the zroa, the shoulder, the l'chayim, the two cheeks, and the keva, the stomach. And that is a din, somebody who shechts the behema, he has to give the zroa, l'chaim, and keva of the behema to a kohen. As opposed to if you shecht a chaya, you do not have to give the zroa, l'chaim, and keva to the kohen. And since a kai is a suffix behema, suffix chaya, you must give the zroa, l'chaim, and keva to the kohen, mi suffix. And Chazal learned it out from the pasuk, and the pasuk says im seh, and from the word im, Chazal learned out that even though a kai is a suffix, you must give the zroa, l'chaim, and keva to the kohen, just like a behema. Rabbi Eliezer points, Rabbi Eliezer holds that somebody who shechts the kai is pater from giving the zroa l'chaim and keva to the kohen, because we have a klal. Somebody who wants to be mighty from his friend, he wants to take money or something else from his friend, he has to bring a riot. So the kohen who wants to take the zroa l'chaim and keva from the person who shechts the kai, he has to bring a riot. That a kai is a behema, not a chayim. The person who shechts the chaya does not have to give the zroa, l'chaim, and keva to the kohen. And since, of course, the kohen cannot bring a raya that a kai is a behema, the kohen has no way of knowing, as Chazal himself did not know whether a kai is a behema or a chaya, so therefore the person is pater from giving the zroa, l'chaim, and keva to the kohen, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since it is a suffix. In which ways is a kai not similar to a chaya, nor is it similar to a behema? As a kai is a suffix chaya, suffix behema. And with regard to certain dinim, it's not like a chaya, nor is it like a behema. In which ways is it not similar to a chaya, nor to a behema? Aser mishum klayim, im achaya, v'im ha-behema. It is forbidden with klayim, both with a chaya and a behema. Meaning to say, since it's a suffix chaya, suffix behema, you cannot breed it with a chaya, nor can you breed it with a behema. And that would be klayim if you bred it with a chaya or a behema. So too, you can't have a poor load, neither with a chaya nor with a behema, since we don't know if it's a chaya or a behema, and it's forbidden to have two different types of animal pull a load together, so therefore, you can't have the kai pull a load with a chaya, nor can it pull a load with a behema. Hakotev chayaso behemto lupno. Lo kasev lo etakot. Somebody who writes and gives as a gift his chaya and his behema to his son, the kai would not be included, as even though he has said he is giving both his chayas and his behemoth to his son, he only has a mind to give a vadai behema or a vadai chayas to his son, not a suffix. And since a kai is a suffix, it would not be included in the gift, even though he is writing over and giving to his son both his chayas and his behemoth. Now the Rambam learned that somebody who writes both his chayas and his behemoth, the kai would be included, since the kai has to be either one or the other. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah is saying that somebody who writes only his chayas to his son, a kai would not be included, since a kai might be a behemoth. And so too, somebody who writes only his behemoth to his son, the koi would not be included, since a koi might be a chai. And mama harani nadar shezeh chaya obehema. Harehu nadar, somebody who makes a nadar and he says, I am another if a koi is a chaya, or he says, I am another if a koi is a behema, he would be a nadar. And even though a koi is a suffix behema, suffix chaya. So therefore, when he says, I am another, if a koi is a chaya, maybe he's not really another, and the koi might be a behema. But since it's a suffix, me suffix, he has to be no hek nazirus, he has to go ahead and act out the nazirus as a suffix another is also. And so too, if he says, I am another, if a koi is a behema, me suffix, he has to go ahead and act out the nazirus, since he might be another, and a suffix another is also. Ushar called Rachav Shavim Lechaya Bila Behema, and in all other ways that have not been mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, a koi would be similar to both the chaya and the behema. V'tan shchita kezeh v'kezeh. A koi requires shchita, both like a behema and a chaya. You're not allowed to eat a chaya or a behema without shchita, and so too you can't eat a koi without shchita. U'metame mishum nevela u'mishum evar menachai kezeh v'kezeh. And so too, a koi would be tame as a nevela. If a koi dies without shchita, it would be tame as both a chaya and a behema that die without shchita have tumas nevela. And so too, it would be tame as aver min hachai. If the limb was detached from the koi, that limb would also be metame. If both aver min hachai from behema and from achaya is metame, so it wouldn't matter whether the koi is a behema or achaya, it would be metame mishum aver min hachai.